For his BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Maureen Howard takes some literary risk with her novel Expensive Habits, notably by alternating her narrative from past to present tense and from first person to third person.
I felt the past and present came together, were alive at one time, and that's eventually how that mode or how that style came about.
In Expensive Habits, Maureen Howard writes of a woman who is facing premature death from heart disease, of the two husbands who have failed her, and of a shocking family tragedy that changes everything. Much of the action in Expensive Habits takes place in Baltimore.
My husband and I went down and spent a marvelous amount of time poking around the eastern shore of Maryland and looking long at Baltimore and talking to people we know in Baltimore.
Howard had a kind of postpartum depression after finishing the novel.
My days felt very empty. I missed my book.
But there were practical duties to attend to.
I don't think writers ever talk about what an enormous amount of clerical work there is after you've finished writing and you feel that kind of elation that's wonderful. Then there's all this heavy clerical work and proofs and so forth.
Expensive Habits, first published last year, is now a Penguin paperback. In fact, all of Maureen Howard's books are available in paper. Not a Word About Nightingales, Bridgeport Bus, Before My Time, Grace Abounding, and a memoir, Facts of Life. In Facts of Life, Howard describes herself as a sinner from the start.
If I was a sinner from the start, then I'd say I'm contrite. I think I'm contrite now. Maybe I wasn't then. But contrition has come upon me.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.